1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Start your timers. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay!
Yay!
Hey. What's up now, mother?
Are you throwing thumbs? Is that what that
I'm
dance was?
I'm throwing thumbs.
I love it.
I love throwing thumbs. Anyway, we're all here. There's Froggy, and there's Gary, and there's Gandhi, and Danielle, and Brody's in the den, and there's Garrett, and there's Scotty B, and there's Scary again. I see you twice.
Hi.
And there's Straight Nate.
Hey. He looks like a caddy in like an old-time golf movie.
He does.
It's very Bagger Vance.
Stop. Don't knock my hat.
Bagger Vance. Keep in mind, we have a bonus. Behind Scotty B, you'll see Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Andrew.
I want to talk to Andrew about this cleanse he's on.
Yes.
He's on the bridal cleanse.
That's hysterical.
What?
What's that?
It's an actual cleanse dedicated to bridal parties.
Okay, so I juice. I enjoy juicing, and this one that I got from this place, Juice Basin, it's the bridal cleanse. It's the best one. It's got beets and pineapples. This one's called the Maid of Honor. I'm committing to self-love, which sounds a little questionable, but yeah.
That's another word for juicing.
Hmm? Yeah. And this one is my fitting day.
Okay, so which one is that?
So this one's fitting day. It has pineapple, cucumber, green apple, and lime.
Well, that sounds good.
You know, this is actually a great marketing idea. They're doing this like this.
Yeah. I just choose to do this one because it keeps me full all day.
So it just so happens you like the juices that come in the bridal cleanse.
Yes, and when I go in there, I'm always like, "Hey, could I get the bridal cleanse?" I try and put on a more masculine voice. Maybe make it sound like, "Hey."
Oh, you sound masculine as it is. Don't worry about that.
Wait, okay.
Shoot, I always get that.
How many days is this cleanse?
It's 5 days.
Do you cheat at all?
Tomorrow is the blood drive, so I have to eat a meal.
Yeah, it's okay. Just doing it a little bit is better than not doing it at all. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so, here comes Scary. He has a question.
Yeah, no, I just want to know what constitutes what they decided goes into the bridal cleanse juices. Like, why did they choose one juice over?
Well, you know what they're doing. They're just it's a cleanse, and they're just changing the name of Monday to
it's the same
Maid of
juice.
Honor Day.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it's the same juice.
It's just, exactly. You know,
it's just motivation.
Yeah, no, I don't think that they used science to figure out what maids of honor need to have in a juice bottle.
Or why Fitting Day has pineapple. Who knows?
The pineapple, though.
Oh. I was reading about diets the other day, and you know the common thing that every single food diet has?
What's that?
You just eat less food, people. It's not what you eat. You're eating less of it. Scary, quantity. What's your diet all about?
It's protein, vegetables, and fruit.
No carbs,
no sugar, no dairy, no oil.
So he's not eating a lot of things. And Andrew, in substituting meals for juices, you're not eating.
But I'm telling you, juices. If you do this, it's super filling. Like yesterday when I got up to the sixth juice, which was like commitment or like maid of honor, I was full. And I didn't even want to drink it.
I don't understand because you usually drink a drink with food, so that's not replacing your food?
Yeah.
But So, like, these two together is 360 calories. So you are getting nutrition from it. So it is like you're eating a meal.
Well, calories doesn't always equal nutrition. But there's another thing to keep in mind. Look, I'm walking proof, or I was, that if you eat smaller portions, you lose weight.
Yeah,
and the ultimate way to find out is, have them take out 3/4 of your stomach. And I lost a ton of weight. Well, now that my stomach is stretching and getting larger, I'm gaining weight again. So portions is what you're talking about.
That's the thing. The portion control is so important. I know for me, I mean, I'm getting a little fat, and I know I'm eating more. That's it. I used to not eat as much.
We're all
it is not
though.
Rocket science. We all know this. Same thing. Yeah. And I love, whenever I have friends here from other countries, the first thing they talk about is our portion sizes. Not just how much they serve you at a restaurant, but the size of drinks that we have. It's insane. Yeah. Like a soda from a 7-Eleven. Huh. It's the size of my entire body. Nobody needs to be drinking that.
The best thing is like when someone first gets on a diet and they realize what portion sizes are and they go, How can I eat this? This is not a portion.
I'll die.
You know what I learned? That a portion of pasta is no bigger than your fist.
Your fist.
I'm not used to that.
Who's that villain?
They say it's the size of a softball.
I know. You go to Brooklyn, your Italians go, you're giving me that much pasta?
Size of a football.
Yeah, exactly. Now that we know Gandhi is also called Big Gulp, because she's the size of the big drink at 7-Eleven.
That is me.
Look, for instance, Alex, he loves to eat. And so I'll make enough dinner for the two of us to eat and have some leftovers for the next day. He'll keep going back and getting more. I'm like, just don't go back. This is why I like HelloFresh. You know HelloFresh, our partners?
Oh, yeah.
The portions are decent-sized portions already, but they're not like 40 portions.
Right.
And so, I don't know. So portion control.
That's it. That's any diet. If you look at the root of any diet, it is portion control.
If you put less in, get less out. It's just that simple. That's
right. I will say one of the easiest ways for portion control, and it's going to sound like, oh, my God, is use smaller plates and bowls.
I agree.
Because visually, a big plate, it looks like less food. But if you eat off of an appetizer plate, it looks like it's a full plate.
Well,
same with your bowls.
I just go for height with my food.
Pile that shit.
I'm eating dinner out of ramekins.
Once again this year, the Mediterranean diet has been named by all of those people in the know as being the best diet without doubt, far beating out all the other diets. And today we're reading the Mediterranean diet will help you sleep better too.
Wow.
Because of the types of foods you're eating. You're eating your grains, you're eating your proteins, and not a lot of meat, not a lot of butter, too. Not a lot of butter, but you know, olive oil, glug, 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 all you want, you know.
Glug, glug.
Lots of nuts and beans.
See, my girlfriend said when she goes out to dinner, she right away tells them to wrap up half of the dinner to go.
Yep.
This way, she only eats a little bit of what's on the plate and not the entire thing that they serve.
I'm going to start eating off
my parents
coffee
do that
saucer.
Too, but they do it in an annoying way.
How?
So as soon as the waiter or waitress will drop off the meal, they'll be like, oh, can I have a box? I'm like, can you just eat half of it and then put it in the box? You have to get the box immediately.
I did that last night, and I'll tell you why, Gandhi, because I can't not eat the second half. It's like you go, well, why don't you not? Because you can't. That's the problem with being overweight. You see the food, you eat the food, right? So I was at Cheesecake Factory last night, and I ordered the mac and cheese balls, which are my favorite. But they're 1,300 calories for four of them. So I put two in a box right away and then put it in a bag, put on the floor. And then I'm not, because what happens is you eat the two, and then while you're talking, you go, I'll just have a little of that last one.
Yeah.
Then I go to the floor.
Right, right. So you got to get it out of sight. That's when you have a problem, you have to deal with it that way.
Speaking of leftovers, what's your success rate at actually leaving the restaurant with your leftovers? Uh-oh. Mine's about 50%.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
I'm 100, and I will crush 100. Them. Leftovers, my favorite food group next to sauce.
Yeah, I like
food and waste of money, so win-win for me.
The thing is you know, you go in, you have a couple of cocktails, and you get home, you're like, fuck!
You have the bag.
How many times have you left the leftover bag in the car overnight, and you get in the car the next morning, and your car reeks of the leftovers?
Yeah. No, that's why you do it in the wintertime and it's still refrigerated in the garage. It's safe.
Oh my God, this is
the worst. I love my leftovers so much. I actually took them once to a club with Skiri.
Yes.
We walked in and I had my little bag. I was like, everyone stay away from me because this is all I care about right now.
You guys all know the story about I put the chicken parm leftovers in my cargo shorts, right? So.
Farm pockets.
You're so marsupial with your leftovers.
That's right.
Up until a few years ago, I wouldn't even eat leftovers. I wouldn't think of it. It grossed me out. I wouldn't eat it. But slowly, I've gotten into it.
Good. You're a cheap bastard. What are you doing wasted food?
I see you eating leftovers all the time now. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Technically, cereal's leftover.
Kind of.
That's all we have time for.
All right.
Is that it?
No.
Nine more minutes.
That was...
Okay.
We have lulls from time to time.
What's
on this
next?
Thing.
Hey, look how salt and peppery my hair is when I don't put product in it.
Looks good.
I like it. Looks good.
Yeah.
I think guys that have gray, not specifically you, Scotty, I'm not trying to hit on you, but guys with gray, I think it's so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I love
too.
It.
Well, it's okay till you start losing it. Then you go bald like I'm going right here. So... I'm walking from the studio here up the street on West Broadway to meet our friends at Cipriani. I told you this story earlier. And they were coming in from New Jersey. They were in the back of their car or whatever. And I get a text. And it's a picture of an old man standing at a stoplight ready to cross the street. And I realize
It's fucking me. It's a picture of me, the old bald guy, waiting for the walk sign to show up. And they took a picture of me. And then they caught video, and I didn't hear it because the city's very loud. They caught video of them going by going, hey, old man.
Well, but you couldn't hear them, right?
What?
You couldn't hear them, though.
I couldn't because I'm deaf. Because
you're old, yeah.
I'm very, very careful and cautious to not take video and pictures from my standpoint, from where I stand.
Yeah.
I have to go around. I don't ever want to do that to anybody. Like, I don't want to go to the no-no zone, you know?
The no-no zone.
This is the no-no zone. Me, this camera angle right here. No-no zone.
I tell you, so when I used to do more on-camera stuff, Stephen Levine, of course, the PR guru to the stars, mm-hmm. he would walk in to the cameramen and the directors, like at NBC, do not point a camera to the back of his head. I'm watching on all the monitors. He would threaten them.
Are you
he
serious?
Would threaten them.
I love that.
Yeah, no, he would like, and I'm like, it's okay. I'm going bald. I mean, what are you going to do? He's like, not a good look. Not a good look.
You're like Nicki Minaj. She used to make sure nobody stood behind her ever.
Really? Is she going bald?
No, it was when she was having issues with her butt implants. Remember how the one collapsed on the side? Yeah, well, I guess up and leading up to that, it was still a little questionable. So when she would do things, her entire security staff would stand behind her. You couldn't take pictures behind her. You couldn't walk behind her. Nothing. You're like Nicki Minaj.
I'm the Nicki Minaj of New York City.
It actually has a name. What? This, like, I mean, I have it.
Is your punim?
No. It's a name for something of when you have a little bit of a bald spot.
Male pattern baldness? Yeah. Is that it?
Is it like a Caesar?
No, it's a proper name. It's like someone's name or something. I
thought it was a yarmulke.
No.
A crown? Is it your crown?
It's a two-word name, and they call it a blank blank.
They call it a blank blank.
Tell you what.
Yeah, that's because it's blank.
DM Scary later on this afternoon after you find the answer.
If only you had a computer right in front of you.
I'm Googling. If only. I'm using it for Zoom.
Somebody find a computer.
Pattern, auto,
I started taking Propecia again, so that shouldn't happen to me.
Tell you what, years ago, I had this starting, and I took Propecia, and about a year later, I had a full head of hair. It did work for me.
Yeah, but really? See, I was having pain in my balls after a while.
So yeah, you don't want that.
I had to stop taking it. Well, that's a side effect, and I stopped taking it for years, and I started again, and it's working.
But is this the type of thing where if you stop taking it, then it goes right back?
Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, my friend that takes Rogaine, he goes, I won't brush my teeth, I won't do X, Y, I won't take out my contacts, but I will never forget to put in that Rogaine every
Obviously,
night.
He's seen it working, yeah. I guess. Wow. I think we're done now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. I'm
looking
for that name.
Keep on looking, Scary.
As he's touching the spot.
We're going to go ahead and sign off now, but if Scary gets the name, we're going to have a special edition. We're going to break into whatever streaming you're watching with a special report.
Is it the Norwood scale? What are you talking about?
All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.